Can I ask you about Central Avenue, the whole scene of Central Avenue in the late 40s, early 50s, the clubs that were along Central Avenue, what you remember about playing along Central Avenue, just the whole rhythm and blues scene that was going on in Los Angeles at the time?
Well, it used to be jumping. I would have that 42nd Dunbar. I remember one time me and Amos Milburn, called me and told me he was off and I was off, and we said, let's go over the avenue here. So he took his wife, Barbara, and I took a girl named Jacqueline, had her with me. We went down clubbing. We went where Joe Liggins was playing at the corner there at that time, and across the street they had, I think it was Pee Wee Creighton, I think, and down the street they had had a band, Jack's Bird in the Basket, that was going to be late. And the last words was jumping there. All of these was close to one another. Every one of them was packed, you see. And
The Barrel House? Do you remember the Barrel House?
Oh, yeah, that's on 108th.
That was Johnny Otis's club, right?
Yeah, 108th. Well, it was packed every night. See, that's going to be packed out there. That was a different that's like another town. Like, that was a different area. Uh-huh. And Hunter Hancock was the disc jockey, and he was the hottest in Los Angeles for that kind of music. For, you know, rock, blues, jazz, you know. And he was really, they had Amateur Hour out there, too, and that would make it always, it was always big. So I just think those were the clubs. Now, Jack Bird in the Basket, the Last Words, the Mimo, the Club Alabama, and they had a whole lot of other clubs, though, but these was in the Barrel House, you know, the Barrel House, the Plantation, you know, all this was jumping.